can't really imagine what heaven will be like. It sounds like it'll be cool, but I just don't know.
The Bible doesn't tell us much, but one thing is for sure, you're definitely gonna wanna be there. Have you ever tried to imagine what heaven would be like? My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Describing heaven is kind of like trying to explain colors to a person who's blind. See, we can't fully understand how awesome it will be, but we do know this. Jesus will be there, and in fact, Jesus is what makes heaven awesome. He's the best friend you could ever imagine, and he's been preparing a place for you to be with him. Our story today is called, One Day You'll See. Mom, I wish I could explain colors to Lindy, said Miranda. Lindy was a friend from church who was blind. When I was at the park with her this afternoon, we overheard some people talking about how blue the sky was, and she told me she wished she could understand what that meant. Miranda sighed. I've tried to explain it to her, but she just doesn't understand what I'm talking about. I know. Since she's always been blind, it's hard for her to understand what color is because she's never experienced it, said Mom. Her other senses seem to be more in tune than ours, though. For example, she recognizes a lot of people by their footsteps. Just then, Beckett arrived home from Bible Club. I'm starving. Is there anything to eat? There's some carrots and dip in the fridge, said Mom. What did you learn at Bible Club, Beckett? We learned about heaven and what it will be like when Jesus returns and makes everything perfect, Beckett said as he got out a plate. It sounds cool, but it's hard to imagine what it will be like. The Bible talks about it, but I don't understand it very well. Neither do I, said Miranda. My teacher tried to explain what it would be like, but she shrugged. I can't picture what we'll be doing there all the time. I guess it will be a lot different. Mom thought for a moment. Miranda, remember how difficult, even impossible, it is for Lindy to understand what colors are? In the same way, it's hard or impossible for us to understand exactly what it will be like when Jesus gives us perfect bodies and makes all things new. We won't totally know that until it happens. What if we don't like it there? Asked Beckett. Do you think Lindy wishes she could see, even though she doesn't really understand what it's like? Mom asked. Of course, said Miranda. From what people tell her, she knows that it's wonderful to be able to see. Miranda smiled. And one day she will. One day Lindy will see Jesus face to face. And so will we, said Mom. Everyone who knows him as their Savior will spend eternity with him, and it will be better than anything we can imagine. Well, how about you? Do you ever have questions about heaven? Do you wonder what it will be like when Jesus returns and makes everything new? Heaven will certainly be different from your life on earth now, but you can be sure that it will be wonderful and far better than anything we enjoy here. And best of all, Jesus will be there. We'll finally see him face to face, and we'll live with him forever. Our key verse is from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 12.
Now we see in the mirror, dimly, but then face to face.
And our key thought for today, heaven will be wonderful.
Hey, Zach, how does God give us talent?
Hi, Hudson. God gives us talent in a lot of ways. Sometimes it's something that you're naturally gifted to do, like drawing or singing. Other times it's something you might be very interested in, but it takes some time to get better, like playing an instrument or fixing things. 1 Peter 4:10 says, Each of you should use whatever gift you've received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.